In this bulletin, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews could need spinal surgery after a serious fall. Gladys Berejiklian receives her first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And in sport, Melbourne great Cameron Smith announces his retirement from professional rugby league. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Doctors will reportedly decide today whether Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews needs to have spinal surgery. Mr. Andrews was moved to the Alfred Trauma Centre last night after breaking several ribs and damaging vertebrae at a fall at a holiday house on the Mornington Peninsula. Several media outlets are reporting doctors are trying to determine if the 48-year-old will require surgery to reinforce his fractured T7 vertebrae, which would involve inserting screws or pins into his spine. James Molino is expected to continue serving as acting premier while Mr. Andrews recovers, which could take weeks. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has become the latest political leader to get their first dose of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Ms. Berejiklian, Health Minister Brad Hazzard and Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant received their first jab at St. George Hospital in Sydney today and will get their second in 12 weeks' time. They join around 27,000 other people in New South Wales who've received their first vaccine dose so far, not including those in the state's aged care facilities. Ms. Berejiklian says her state remains on track to reach its target of 35,000 first dose vaccinations in the first 3 weeks of the program.
We know that when the vast majority of the population is vaccinated, that increases our ability to not only ease restrictions, but to start thinking beyond our national borders and what it means for international travel. We know the biggest hindrance to our economic development and growth in the next little while will be our ability to open up to the rest of the world.
And the United States top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci has praised Australian authorities for their response to the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Fauci joined Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly in an online conversation hosted by the US Centre for Strategic and International Studies, comparing the COVID-19 situation in both countries. The US has recorded more than 29 million cases and more than 525,000 deaths. Dr. Fauci says those figures show his country's approach to dealing with its outbreak hasn't been as effective as Australia's. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has ruled out seeking advice from the Solicitor General over an historical rape allegation made against Attorney General Christian Porter. Mr. Porter has strenuously denied claims that he sexually assaulted a 16-year-old girl in Sydney in 1988 when he was 17. Former Solicitor General Justin Gleeson has suggested the government seek legal advice on whether Mr. Porter is a fit and proper person to hold the Attorney General position. Mr. Morrison says that's not the advice he's received from his department.
He's entitled to his view. He is not someone who's been a particularly big fan of our government, I should say. But that said, he's entitled to his opinion on this. But that is not the advice that I've been provided at any time during the course of managing this matter.
The teaching of sexual consent in Queensland schools will be reviewed amid ongoing reports of rape from current and former students. It comes after disturbing stories from young Queenslanders about sexual violence as part of a national campaign started by 22-year-old Sydney woman Chanel Contos. Education Minister Grace Grace says the review will examine whether the Respectful Relationships program provided in schools addresses sexual consent and reporting, and if the physical education curriculum is addressing the needs of students. She says she'll also seek the views of young people on respectful relationships education through her Student Advisory Council. To sport, and Melbourne Storm great Cameron Smith has announced his retirement from professional rugby league. The 37-year-old confirmed his playing future at the unveiling of his statue in Melbourne. The Brisbane-born hooker made his NRL debut with Melbourne in 2002 and has played a record 430 games, the only player in history to surpass 400. He says it took him a long time to make the decision.
Probably the thing that made it more difficult was that after, you know, the end of last year, winning the premiership, I still felt good within myself, physically and mentally. I still felt like my form was good enough to play in the NRL. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, once I spent, you know, good quality time with my family up in Queensland, I knew that it was the right time to finish.
Let's look at Thursday's weather now. Partly cloudy in Perth, 27, 28 and sunny in Adelaide. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 24, sunny 22 for Hobart. A couple of showers in Canberra, 24. Showers for Wollongong as well, also 24. Much the same for Sydney, 27. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 28. Showers as well for Brisbane, 28. Partly cloudy, 31 in Cairns and a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.